מידס פרק ג' משנה ד' איכול אבני הכבש ואיכול אבני המזבח מביקס בייס קרם. The way the mizbech was made, we pointed out a few of the details from the sugya and zvachim daf nun dalid, is that they made it with a frame. The frame was they made first the 32x32, and they filled it up with avonim. The avonim were covered over with sid, with lime, to make it to cover the surface, and the avonim had to be high quality avonim. They then brought another mold that was 30 by 30, then the one that was 28 by 28. That's the way they made the mizbeach. See, here the Mishnah is just telling you about the construction. The avonim were from Bikas Beis Kerem. It's a place, Beis Kerem is near Yerushalayim. They have a Beis Kerem near Yerushalayim today. I don't know if it's exactly the same place. The point is that over there were quality avonim that were smooth and they were be able to be put in the mizbeach. Remember that when you build the mizbeach, you need smooth stones, like the Mishnah is going to point out. So they would bring it over there from Bikas, was a valley base camp. That's normally where you could get smooth rocks. V'choifrin lamata mehapsula. They would dig out. Psula refers to karka that was never dug into. That's where they dug it out. Bikas base camp, they quarried avonim that came out from a place that was never cut. Mevim misham avonim shlemois, that are not chipped away. Shalehuna falayim barzel, that were never chipped at with a metal tool. Shahab barzel contact and impact of barzel poisel benegir. The barzel is poisel, the pasuk says in the end of Parashas Yisroi, that the mizbeach doesn't have steps and it can't be made with barzel. Rashi says over there the reason is because barzel has to do with tools of warfare and the mizbeach is maybe shalom. And the Torah is makbid on that ad kedei kach that even b'negiyah ba'almo. U'b'pegima, the evan will become posel mizbeach with any chipping away. B'chol dover, any part of the rock that's cut off, even if it's not evan, even if it's not basil. So basil is b'negiyah, pegima is b'chol shu, b'chol dover, even if it's not a metal tool, even if it was smashed by another. So they have to dig deeper into the ground to pull out full stones. Nifkuma achas mehem, if one of the avonim that's in the mizbeach is nifkam, he psulo v'kulon ksheirois. The shah of the mizbeach are okay. You can take out the evan apaguma and you put another one there. Umalabden oisen, they would cover it over with, malabden means with sid, with cement, with lime. Pamayim bashona. They cover it over twice a year. This was an ongoing thing. Achas b'pesach v'achas b'chag. Vesahechol, the walls of the hechol, pamachas bepesach. Why? Twice a year you have to realize that a lot more people would come to be oiler regel. Shavuos they didn't do it because it was carved the Pesach, but the mizbeach got a certain amount of wear and tear. Similarly, they did it twice a year. The walls of the hechol didn't get nearly as much wear and tear, of course. Similarly, that they did once a year by Pesach. Rabbi Yoimer, kol erev Shabbos melabden oisem. The sant. L'chor doesn't mean a full job. They would wipe it down, the sides of the mizbeach and the roof of the mizbeach b'mapo, with a wet cloth mipnei adamim, pasha to clean it off. Now the Mishnah says like this: Lo yusod denoisan, they would not cover it over with lime bikofis shel barzel, with a tool. Think about when they're doing a paint job. So they use metal tools to smooth on what they call the finish with the paint job. This would be the similar thing you could do with a metal tool, but you can't. Shema Yiga, maybe the basil would touch the avonim v'yifso. So they didn't use such a tool. Shabazel nivra lekatzer yom of shalodom. The Mishnah says the lashon of Rashi of the Alat Torah. Basil was created to shorten the length of a person's life. Vamizbeach nivra laharich yom of shalodom. Enei bedin sheyunav hamekatzer al amayrich. That's why the Torah was goyzim gzeres hakosam. The Mishnah now picks up the architecture itself. The Tzvayne Shel Mizbeach on the side Hatzofen, the Dorim, remember, was the Kevish that went up. On the Tzad Hatzofen were the Tabois that were nailed into the Ritzpas Azara. They were on the Tzad Hatzofen, and they were Shisha Sedarim Shel Arba Arba. There were six rows of four Tabois, 24. V'yeshayimim Arba Shisha Shisha, also 24. But 4 times 6, 6 times 4. Shalem Shechtim HaKadoshim. They would put the Behemoth HaKadoshim over there. The neck would go in the ring, and that would be an easier way to shech the Behemoth. It would be more efficient. Beis HaMitbachayim Oil L'Tzvani Shal Mizbeach. The Beis HaMitbachayim, we described all this without saying the place in the Seder HaKrovas HaTomid in Maseches Tomid. But over here, the Mishnah is just giving you the layout. So the Beis HaMitbachayim was a place, also L'Tzvani, that's where they worked over the Behemoth after the Shechit of Olov. Shmoyna Amudim Nanosim, 8 shorter pillars, Urvim, there were poles over there, Shal Erez, of strong wood, 8 Erez Al Gabem, on top of the Amudim, Unkelios, are hooks, Shal Barzol HaYikvum Behem, in these poles, Ushloisha Storm HaYilachol Echad Ve'echod, there were 3 rows of hooks for each one of them, in each one of these poles of Erez that were on top of the short pillars, Shebehem Toilin, they would hang the carbon on it, they would hang the behemoth, Umavshitin would be able to pull off the skin. This was the most efficient way to do it. Remember, especially Yom Tov, there were a lot of carbonists, they had to process quickly. Al Shulchonoi Shulshayish Shebeinu Amudim. And they would be Mavshidor, which is the first step to prepare the chelik of each behemoth that went on the Mizbeach and so on. They put them on Shulchonoi Shulshayish that stood over there by the base of Mitbachayim. And that's where they did the Avodah. So we're now finished with the being Mesader, the Mizbeach. We did the Kevesh. And then the auxiliary would help for the Shechitas HaKorbanos that were outside HaTzofen.